It seems that this country has a double standard. I would say it's a color-coded system when it comes to defining terrorism. Throughout the years, black people have been criminalized, and it seems that white people, when they have guns, roam around, take over a federal building, it's okay. I'd argue that if this group had been black or brown and Muslim, you know, there would be a much different response, actually a violent response.
The critics of your sort of thesis would be saying, well, hang on a second, you know, these armed protesters in Oregon, yes, they may be armed, they're not destroying property, no one's in imminent danger there. What would your response to them be?
Well, it's good that they're not destroying property, but I believe that terrorism goes far beyond just, you know, destroying property. The fact is that they're heavily armed, armed to the teeth. They are, you know, they are in possession of a federal building.
You mentioned a word a second ago. I had a separate guest on from the Washington Post who would agree with you, and she used the word terrorism. Would you call this terrorism?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's, it's not just a matter of violence, but it's the use of force, threatening and intimidating. These days you have these militia groups, these white militia groups who go around carrying their weapons, and it's not just a matter of making a political statement, but they know that they are instilling fear into the hearts and minds of people, and that's why they're effective.